put me in. Well, it's really cold outside. What, you didn't expect me to get here so fast? Oh, fine, don't move. I'll just push my way in. Oh, what are you doing? Are you hiding something from me? Oh, fine. Anyway, see anything familiar? No, not me, dummy. My outfit. Come on. It should be obvious. That's right. Your hoodie. Well, mine now. It's been mine for a while. It's really comfy. It is. Plus, smells just like you. I really like your scent. Can't we swap this hoodie for another one? Why? Well, because it's cold out there and you're not always around. Nothing. I'm just happy we can hang out. Yeah, we probably should move this to the living room. It's not exactly the warmest in here, out in the hall. Come on, sit down. No, not in the chair, on the couch with me. You're not going to hide all the way over there. I expect you to answer my questions. Well, what are you doing? I tried reaching you all morning. You didn't pick up. I even sent you messages. You didn't check them? Give me your phone. I said, give me your phone. We've talked about this, babe. I'm not asking again. Good. Here, your phone, take it. Be sure to answer me next time. You're so adorable when you listen to me. I know what's good for you. What's best for you. Of course I do. I can sense these things. I'm happy when we're close, like this. Especially when I wrap my arms around you. A hug, now. Why are you squirming so much? Do I have to hold you like before? I think I do. Turn around and lay back into me. Here we go, just like that. Now relax into me, okay? You like that, huh? Almost like a little kitten. You're such a good pet. Yes, you are. Always so quiet, so docile. Well, you were wandering around like a lost little pet. And I was there ready to guide you, wasn't I? It did take you a bit to actually notice me, though. Dense as you are, I practically had to pull you by the ear before you gave me a look, let alone a chance. You always kept talking about how you weren't good enough for me or not deserving of my love. You made me feel a bit unwanted doing that. But in the end, you came around, didn't you? You've been tailing me like a puppy ever since. Even if you still need to be corrected from time to time. Oh, like, I don't know, talking with others on the phone instead of me. I don't even know why you bother interacting with those idiots. You know better than that. You only need me. Me alone. Right? Good, because you're mine, and you don't need to look at anyone else. Why? Because you don't need them. They're terrible, always caring about frivolous things like status and looks. Sure, when you meet their standards, they'll flock to you like moths to a flame. But as soon as you slip up, even once, they become like locusts. Tearing you apart. Then they'll twist things, twist them, pretending they care about you, giving you purpose again. But the moment you need them, they'll be gone. and you'll be all alone. What? You didn't realize how they were treating you? Well, the only reason they didn't get to you was because I got to you first. Don't you get it? I'm just like them. And you are just so innocent. You don't see. You don't see what I've been doing and what I do. I don't know what to feel anymore. All I know is that all they'll do is hurt you like they hurt me. In truth, I don't deserve you. I've taken everything away from you, including this hoodie. But whenever I wear your hoodie, a part of you is with me, holding me. Your smell is so calming. So say, like I can finally leave myself open to be vulnerable with you. Finally heal properly. No, enough. I think I'm starting to fall in love with you, and because of that, I think it's time for me to let you go. I don't want to become like the monsters that hurt me from before. I don't want to hurt you anymore. Wait. What are you doing? Didn't you hear me? I was manipulating you. And me falling for you doesn't change what I've done. So don't you dare. Are you sure? Do you really want to love a horrible, broken person like me? One who manipulates, who tends to push away the ones they care about? Oh, you're awkward with love yourself, and yet you're willing to give it all a go with me, despite what I've done. Fine. But this is a promise. Understand, if you break it, then it'll break both of us. Okay. So, may I? I love you. That feels good to say. I love you. Thank you. Boop. Boop, your nose is so cute. Boop. All right, it's decided. You are mine and I am yours, and you will never forget it. Oh, and I want a new hoodie. This one is getting dirty and, well, it doesn't smell enough like you anymore, so just get around to that. Oh, good pet.